Another business note, consumers who buy their music online now have a new place to shop. The online service Yahoo launched a subscription-based model that has already made a bit of a ripple among its online competitors. NPR's Felix Contreras has this report.
In the legal downloading world, you can either rent your music or own it. Apple and its iTunes Music Store uses the music purchase business model. You pay for each song or album, and it's yours to download. You can play the music on your computer, iPod, or burn it to a CD. Napster and Real Music offer a chance to either buy or rent music through a subscription. If the subscription expires, so does the music. And that's the business model Yahoo Music Unlimited decided to adopt for its new online music store.
A lot of users are actually consuming digital music, but they haven't decided to pay for it.
Dave Goldberg is vice president and general manager of Yahoo Music.
We think that creating the subscription service and giving people the personalization community features that make it valuable is worth paying for that service, and we think that this will become one of the major ways in which consumers access digital music in the future.
Right now, Yahoo is offering the service for $60 a year, significantly less than their competitors. It's an introductory price, and Yahoo won't say how long that will last. According to a press statement, Yahoo has more than 350 million users worldwide. Industry analyst Rob Enderle says the early pricing strategy should stimulate demand among those users, but it's too soon to tell which online music company will be most successful.
We're still in the early phases of the market, and that means you have a lot of competitors, and we go through the consolidation phase and we end up with a lot less competitors. Right now, everybody's trying to out-innovate the other, and the number of players increases the amount of variety consumers get until we actually find the right service for the right set of consumers.
Rob Enderle says Yahoo's new service is a particular threat to Apple, and the question on his mind is whether Apple will see it as a sign that they should adopt a new business strategy and add a subscription model.
While iTunes remains one of the big players, it's that competition that's going to be refining the future, and we're going to get to see whether a similar series of events that forced Apple to be a small player in the PC market will in fact be occurring here.
Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.